everyone, it's Lara, and I know that I missed a week, and I'm still trying to be faithful to putting out these podcasts, but I learned a few things the hard way the last time I posted. I've been trying to do the podcast and also putting a video on YouTube to see if I can reach more people, but I am far from computer savvy, so last time I posted, I had a video and I was doing what I usually do to edit it and put it on YouTube, and I somehow erased it and it got me really upset, and I just said forget this. And decided, let's be faithful with just the podcast this year. And then if we can continue to be faithful, do something weekly, then we will venture out or try again with YouTube. But anyway, we've had extra time to ponder the Psalms 10, 11, and 12, and what I feel is a reoccurring theme with these psalms is how the confidence that we have in God needs to be strong, and we need to understand how much God loves us and how much God is able to be there for us and listen to us. He always has time for us. And I think that's really important to note. One of the things that stuck with me was a feeling of having people who are dishonest around you, and all the people that you would have considered friends are gone. I note that in Psalm 12, it says, "Help me, Lord, all the good men I knew seem to be gone, and there's hardly any honest man left." This hits home a little bit because it seems that this world has just, frankly, been going down the toilet. And it's hard to find good people. Not that there isn't a lot of good people out there, but I feel like a lot of times good people stay to themselves and they do their good things and get home quick, because there's so many people that don't have faith, that don't have morals, that just want the worldly things, and they don't care if they hurt you or if they kill you or if they slander your name, as long as they get the attention that they want or the thing that they need. And I feel like that's a sad thing. I feel that that's something that unfortunately is part of the world now. I watch the news and I remember my sister and I used to say that there's always, at the end of the newscast, a story about a happy little bunny frolicking in the grass. You know, at least there's one good news story. But lately, I've been watching the news, and the good news story isn't really all that great. And after 27 and a half minutes of bad news, worse news, terrible news, Then there is a mediocre story, which counts as the good news story. And it affects you after a while. You see these things happening and continuing to happen to good people. You see the state of the world, wars, anger, hatred because of the color of your skin, or just people being cruel. And you wonder sometimes, where do I go? How do I escape this? But, you know, this is something that has been dealt with years and years and years ago. Once again, it's just like the Psalms are saying, this isn't something that is brand new. This is something that happens on this earth, because this is the way the earth runs. In Psalm 11, I note that in the beginning it says, I put my confidence in the Lord. How then can you say to me, run and hide in the mountains? I know that the wicked are bending their bows and placing their arrows ready to kill the innocent. What are the righteous to do when things get so bad? They get really bad. What people do to each other gets really bad. And there was a time when I would lose sleep on it, because it hurts to see how people abuse children, how they abuse older people, the elderly. It is incredible to me that people are so bad and they get away with it. But I know God, and I know how strong God is, and I know how God has made me strong enough to speak up when I have to. And he gave me a strong heart, willing to do all that I need to do to bring him glory. And even when we're tired, even when we just feel like giving up and we can't turn off the news in our mind, we know that God is strong. And God is in us, working with us, trying to make this world a better place, giving us opportunity to be God's arms and God's legs here on earth. And I think about God's army and how strong it should be. And I keep trying my best to be stronger, so that when they tell me to run to the hills, I can tell them, hey, look, have you seen how strong my God is? And it's okay to be afraid. That's how you grow. It's okay to be anxious. It's okay if watching the news makes you so sad that you want to cry. But with God with us, we can help one. We may not be able to help all of them, but you can help one, you know? And that's somehow, that kind of thinking gets me through. And it helps me go another day knowing that God is on my side, that I am God's child, and that I am going to continue working to save as many souls as I can for him. Okay, so now we'll continue with our Psalms. Continue to ponder them for the next week or so. And as usual, we will start with the New American Bible, Psalms 13, 14, and 15. For the leader, a psalm of David. How long, Lord, will you utterly forget me? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I carry sorrow in my soul, grief in my heart, day after day? How long will my enemies triumph over me? Look upon me, answer me, Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, lest I sleep in death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed. Lest my foes rejoice at my downfall. I trust in your faithfulness. Grant my heart joy in your help, that I may sing of the Lord, how good our God has been to me. Fools say in their hearts, there is no God. Their deeds are loathsome and corrupt. Not one does what is right. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the human race to see if even one is wise, if even one seeks God. All have gone astray. All alike are perverse. No one does what is right, not even one. Will these evildoers never learn? They devour my people as they devour bread. They do not call upon the Lord. They have good reason, then, to fear. God is with the company of the just. They would crush the hopes of the poor, but the poor have the Lord as their refuge. Oh, thank from Zion might come, that deliverance of Israel, that Jacob may rejoice and Israel be glad, when the Lord restores his people. Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell on your holy mountain? Whoever walks without blame, doing what is right, speaking truth from the heart, who does not slander a neighbor, does no harm to another, never defames a friend, who disdains the wicked but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath despite the cost, lends no money at interest, accepts no bribe against the innocent. Whoever acts like this shall never be shaken. And now we'll read the same excerpt from The Message, the Bible in Contemporary Language. Long enough, God, you've ignored me long enough. I've looked at the back of your head long enough, long enough. I've carried this ton of trouble, lived with a stomach full of pain. Long enough, my arrogant enemies have looked down their noses at me. Take a good look at me. God, my God, I want to look life in the eye so no enemy can get the best of me or laugh when I fall on my face. I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayers. Bilious and bloated, they gas. God is gone. Their words are poison gas. Fouling the air, they poison rivers and skies. Thistles are their crash crop. God sticks his head out of heaven. He looks around. He looks for someone not stupid. One man even, God expectant. Just one God-ready woman. He comes up empty. A string of zeros, useless, unshepherded sheep, taking turns pretending to be shepherd. The 90 and 9 follow their fellow. Don't they know anything, all those imposters? Don't they know they can't get away with this? Treating people like fast food meals over which they're too busy to pray? Night is coming for them, and nightmares, for God takes the side of the victims. Do you think you can mess with the dreams of the poor? You can't, for God makes their dreams come true. Is there anyone around Israel to save Israel? Yes, God is around. God turns life around. Turned around Jacob skips rope. Turned around Israel sings laughter. God, who gets invited to dinner at your place? How do we get on your guest list? Walk straight. Act right. Tell the truth. Don't hurt your friends. Don't blame your neighbor. Despise the despicable. Keep your words even when it costs you. Make an honest living. Never take a bribe. You'll never get blacklisted if you live like this. And finally, we'll read the same Psalms in the Clear Word Bible. How much longer, Lord, will you forget that I'm here? It seems like forever. How long will you turn your face from me? How long do I have to struggle with my thoughts about you? Day and night, there's no peace in my soul. How long will my enemies get the best of me? Please look at my distress and answer me, Lord. I plead with you to put laughter back in my eyes, or I will die. If I die now, my enemies will say, "Well, we've finally gotten rid of him." Then they'll pat each other on the back and celebrate because I'm gone. But, Lord, I'm going to continue to trust in your unfailing mercy. My heart rejoices because I know that you care and that you can save. I break out in song whenever I think of how good you have been to me. Only fools say in their hearts, "There is no God." They do this because they don't want to be held accountable by God for what they do. They say, "We feel good about ourselves and nature is our guide, but there is no one whose nature is good." The Lord looks down from heaven on humankind to see if there are any who understands what goodness is and who naturally long for God. But there are none. Everyone has sinned and done wrong by following his own nature. So we all are equally unfit for heaven. No one has been good every day of his life, not a single person. The Lord asks, "Isn't there anyone who knows what is right? Is everyone ignorant of what is good? Why do they choose to continue to sin when they see the consequences all around them? Why don't they call on me to help them?" But many do not call on the Lord because they're afraid to be in God's presence, afraid because of their deeds. But those who try to do right welcome the presence of God. Evildoers love to take advantage of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that revival of spirit and regeneration of soul would come to Israel. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, then Jacob will be glad and Israel will rejoice. Lord, who make come in your sanctuary, and who may live with you forever on your sacred hill? Those who show they trust you by obeying you, those who do what is right and are honest in everything they do. They don't slander other people or turn against their neighbors, and they don't spread rumors or delight in hurting others. They, despite the deeds of the wicked, and they honor the good behavior of those who love you. They keep their word, even when it hurts. They lend money to others without taking advantage of them. They never accept a bribe to testify against the innocent. Whoever does these things will have a firm relationship with the Lord.